Apollo 14, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, Al, we thought you might be interested in knowing we have Dr. House down here at the surgeon's console for a few minutes watching the progress of the mission.
Good evening, William. Glad to have you aboard.
He's waving back.
Tell him everything's fine, Chris.
He rogers that.
We understand that Dr. House is the surgeon who performed the successful operation on Al Shepard's ear, which cleared up the inner ear problem and is allowing him to make this flight. This is Apollo Control at 52 hours, 47 minutes. Flight Dynamics Officer Dave Reed has just completed briefing the flight controllers here in the control center on the procedures that will be followed and the rationale for the clock update, which is scheduled to occur at about 54 hours, 45 minutes, at which time the clocks in the computer complex here will be reset ahead 40 minutes. Essentially placing us back on the flight plan, both in terms of ground elapsed time and in terms of central standard time. One of the finer points being considered at the moment is whether to update precisely 40 minutes or to update 40 minutes and 3 seconds, which is in fact the exact amount of time that was made up in the maneuver. In other words, the point at which the spacecraft crosses the 180-degree meridian. If we update 40 minutes and 3 seconds, we will be precisely on the GET at which that event will occur. And at the present time, the vote here in the control center as to whether to update 40.03 or 40.00 stands at 1-0 in favor of 40.03, and we'll let you know how the polling progresses. For the most part, no one seems to have too much of an opinion. The reaction seems to be about the same as the reaction that came in from the post-flight evaluation team, which is going to have to sort out all of these numbers and make everything agree and see that nothing gets confused. And that reaction was something to the effect of, if you have to update, do it any way you see fit. One point that Dave Reed made was that precautions will be taken to see that in addition to keeping people from getting confused by the update, to see that the computers are also not confused by the update. In describing the rationale for the update, Reed mentioned that the booster, the Saturn third stage, the S-4B, is targeted to place the spacecraft at the moon at the proper sun time, regardless of the time that it lifts off from Earth, recognizing then that the liftoff time was 40 minutes late, the booster guidance system targeted a trajectory which was somewhat flatter, which arrived at the moon approximately 40 minutes earlier than it otherwise would have. And we're now in the process through this flight plan update, through the GET update rather, of making the clocks and the flight plan once again agree. And as I mentioned, once the update is carried out, the GET time on the clocks here in Mission Control will once again agree with the flight plan, and the times that are in the flight plan referenced to Central Standard Time will also be back in sync with the current Central Standard Time.